Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we get together. And when we're together, we can do things like lift things. We can lift things together. We can lift a piano together if it's a light enough piano, or if we have strong enough legs and arms, or a device or some kind of lifting thing. Hey, even if it's just pushing a button, we'll do it together. Breathe in. Breathe out. No. Come on, do it. Breathe in. Breathe out. No, I don't want to do it. Also, you're taking too long between breaths. I'm not. I want you to calm down. Don't tell me to calm down. No, I don't mean like that. I mean, like, I want to relax as a group. Breathe in. Breathe out, like this. Now, I've seen this done in many religious services, even. You say, Hardy, you're not. That's really not selling it. Now, just come on. Now, if that doesn't... Then I remind you that certain art forms require different states of heart rate. For instance, if you're at one of those concerts and when the person comes out and they go, "Are you ready to have a good time?" like that, and they yell it like that, and your heart rate starts pumping and they want to do that. Now, if you did that in a show at an intimate club or something, they go, "Why are you screaming? Just be quiet. And play your tape recording of wheat field sounds or something." And everybody would be real still. And you would want your heart rate maybe to slow down too. And so I'm asking you, if not from a hokey-pokey, wishy-washy, mystical sense of calming down and kind of a meditative thing, let's consider it art. So yes, this is exactly like a concert, isn't it? Yes, exactly. And we're on the yacht rock end or something. So we're just going to chill. And I want you to relax. And why is it like I think this is like a religious service, isn't it? Well, let me just say a thing. You know, there's religious services are ruined by religion, largely. Because those of us who were raised in one know and have maybe left one or all of them, recognize that it's kind of nice to get together with a group of people for some sort of performance art thing where we can all celebrate maybe something we all feel like love. Maybe we're loving a thing. Maybe it's to get together and go, "Oh, I worship you. Oh, decoupage box that was my grandfather's." That's weird, right? But still, worship and praise our adoration, and adoration is love. So it's the presence of the feeling of love in a group. And I think we crave that still, even if we've left some group where their beliefs are odd and we think, "Well, I can't linger here. I don't want to be here. And I'm tired of all their hymns are dull." But we still want to be sometimes in a group where you're just like, I want to let down, especially if you really believe in love and compassion and it's moved you. You get excited about it. And you want to be goofy with other people. See, let's sing goofy songs and look dreamily into one another's eyes. And then we'll get, and then we'll sing to get the taste out of our mouth. And then we'll have cookies or something together and we'll talk. And that's a beautiful thing. And so that need can go unfulfilled. And we look for it in dark places like open mics and things like that. But I don't know. You know, I believe that we can find it in all sorts of creative ways to be together. Oh, and we're together now. You have been lured to this play put on by a friend of a friend. And I say, "What have I done?" And I go, "You're going to have a good time. It's great." Because unlike a play, you are part of the story. You are part of the show. That's the part that seems like it's a religious service. Now, religious services to me are best that seem that I don't understand what's going on. with the theology, because that could blah, blah, blah. I don't want to know. So if it was in a nonsense language or something like that, that's great. So it's kind of easier to appreciate maybe alien religious traditions. Alien religious traditions. I know what you're thinking, aren't you? Like, not flying saucer ones. Oh, those would be beautiful. Their cathedrals are like flying saucers. That's what we're in when we're there. They're just they're helping us by sticking things in our bottoms and everything. That's a religious thing to them. That's a censer, like an incense thing. It's like it's we who are interpreting it wrong. No, who knows? Not that kind of alien, but I mean a culture that you're not raised with. And then you say, oh, this is great. It's transformative. It takes you to another place. And it is like theater plus. It's like if the characters really believed that they had become Hamlet or something, then that's like, I really am Charlie's aunt. I don't know. I can't think of any theater all of a sudden. I'm not. I haven't gone to a play in a long time. I have to apologize. Right now it's illegal. But I think that, and I don't know if that's the problem. But we do crave this together, and I hope I can give you to this with the old-fashioned radio show. They've always had services on radio and everything. And you say, well, you don't have like a choir. You don't have people singing. This is a stripped-down version. Now, think of it this way. Do you remember? Did your grandparents ever have one of those portable bars? It comes in a case. It looks like maybe, this is where I keep all my cosmetics or something. But when you open it up, there's a little shot glasses and a small mixer, and everything you need to make a 50s cocktail is in there in case you travel. And they say, well, a lot of hotel rooms do not have a jigger or whatever you call it. I don't even know. So you bring your own like that, a little case. And I've seen even religions, like those portable Shabbos kit. It's got candles and a Havdalah candle, and a little kiddish cup and everything. If you travel, because nowadays most of your hotels have that in the top drawer now, besides the Bible. They don't just have the Bible there. They have all sort of accoutrements from different religions, so you can do whatever you want. No, that's not true. So you bring your own little kit. Well, I'm bringing you the experience in a little kit. Let's look through what's in my box. I'll open it up. Donuts. One important thing is to maybe eat together. Now, we can't do it. You're going to have to do that where you are. I can't provide that. Radio can do a lot of things. This is one of the things it cannot do yet. It cannot shoot pastry through the airwaves, through what they used to call ether, but they now know is not. Is it, though? What is ether? That's one of the three types of gasolines in the mid-centuries. One was ethyl, one was ester, one was Mary Esther, and one was Curly Joe. And that's how you'd remember them. Oh, I remember being with you. We're alive today. Is this the musical part? Yes, there's got to be some chanting and a responsive reading. You want to do that? Do you want to do that? Oh, you can just repeat everything I say. You can just repeat everything I say. This is great. This is great. This is like co-hosting a marathon with Kurt Gottschalk.
This is like co-hosting a marathon with Kurt Gottschalk.
Yes, you could do that. We could do it that way. I like when there's ones that we all read together. That would be hard, though, but that's fun when you all, if you've ever been in a crowd, a couple hundred people or something at a service, and there's a unison reading. It's great fun. It's just like turn signals clicking out of sync. I love it. And the together, just the sound together. Oh, it sounds like early ELO or something. How many tracks? Because you can really hear the separation, right? When people are singing, a lot of times they sing in sync, you know? But when you're reading a text, you don't know. People pause longer on some words if there's no thing going on. That's why unison readings are a wonderful demonstration of the principle of confined randomness. Is that real? No, I don't know. I don't think so. But I'll tell you what, I'm not afraid to make up a TED talk based on something in my heart. And so many things in my heart are just are lies. Now, I don't know they're lies, so is that a lie? If I convey to you the false things that I believe, am I lying to you? I may be. The only way not to lie is not to open one's mouth. Can I hear an amen? No, you didn't say anything. That's beautiful. That's like a Simon Says thing. You're getting this. Don't say anything. Don't agree with me. Wait till we're done. People are very quick to have an opinion. I think that comes from an online thing. You say, oh, he just said something. I need to respond. No, you don't. You don't need to respond to hardly anything, really. Except maybe if you're asked directly. But, oh, gosh, everything seems like it's, I don't know what happened. Where all of a sudden, people thought, oh, all communication is one of these advertising opinion groups where they go around the circle and they ask you what you think. Why would you think that? I wonder. It's not that everybody's opinion doesn't matter, but it's wonderful that we have to say them together. That's what city council meetings are like. It's like church, but like imagine everybody getting up and speaking something, some opinion. Oh, that isn't that. There is one like that though. What is that, friends? That's Quaker. Quakers should just run local government because they're probably used to doing that. Getting up and like, oh my gosh, is everybody going to speak? I might come from a lot of religious traditions say, let's get some professional performers and have them on, and build like a little stage for them. And then they'll perform and maybe even have costumes, depending on what your tradition is. Have costumes and a lot of some religions experimented, like John Waters, with like smell-o-vision. And I think that's a good idea. Now, and some don't. Like, I'm not an expert on religions, but I'm pretty sure Presbyterians don't use incense. And then you go, why is that? You don't know. You think, you know what Presbyterians would use, in my opinion? Like maybe like cedar, like little cedar balls or something. You'd think they'd use those or something. Like just put around the church. So what is that? What do I smell? Just vaguely, a little bit of cedar, a little camphor. Oh, I love it. It makes me think of reverence. Too much reverence, though. What's that sweet song? Too much reverence gets you nod. And it's true. You want a little joy, a little rambunctiousness, right? So there are so many traditions where we get together and we get each other riled up and we get to do a little dancing or something. What is the spirit with which you get overcome with? Because I do, and outside of, I can't, how do I identify it? And sometimes it's just so obviously love or gratitude for love or gratitude for forgiveness, which is all if I look very closely, there's love. Love is like some crazy, cheeky cartoon character hiding behind everything. What? But it's not Family Circus is not me, but it is nude. And it's like, it's behind little thing, and it's chubby, and it's going, oh, it was me, love, I knew it was you, but it's not a cherub, I'm very clear about that. If you look at the face, it's not a proper face, it's more like, it seems like a face, you interpret it like that, but it's maybe like marks on a mushroom or something. Is love a little cartoon mushroom? Oh, it's in the eye of the beholder a lot of times, but it is a feeling, and it's one that comes over us, and it can make us dance, it can make us cry, it can make us do anything. Oh, like the actor Nehemiah Persoff said when he was pretending to be a third world dictator on the Gilligan's Island, and he had Gilligan there in a dream being a dictator, but Gilligan was really a puppet, and he said, I'll make you dance like a puppet, Gilligan. Well, that's what's going on here. Oh, we're being made to dance like puppets, but it isn't Nehemiah Persoff, who I believe I've heard is a lovely person and is a gifted painter. 100 years old, Nehemiah Persoff. Shout out. That's part of it. Part of our services here It's funny, service. Is it just a church service? But also, when I was young, my uncle had a service station, and he would service cars. But I didn't know that he could have serviced anything. But servicing means used to mean to repair. Like I would service toasters or cars, or a lot of old cars had toasters in them, but that was a special device. Did you ever read Dick Tracy? Dick Tracy had a character on there in the 50s named Flat Top. And then Flat Top had a son named Flat Top Jr.
Is he kidding?
You can go look it up. There's some things that are worth lying about, others aren't. This is the equivalent of, like, I guess I'm doing like a Bible lesson, except it's Dick Tracy. Isn't that crazy? I guess any text can really be used to deliver a message, can't it? Because it could be used as a negative example or just to talk about something. That's what book clubs are. You get up and you say something, la, 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 la. Let's talk about that. It's the conversation that matters. You could be talking about anything. Any point of departure gets there. All airports lead to, eventually, Atlanta. So, not that there's anything super special about it, but I just think that's neat. You can get there, eventually. Right? I guess you could say that about any place. It's how many steps it takes you. Isn't that what's important? Flat Top Jr. had a car, and in the car were many devices that were so clever that usually don't see in cars, like a record player and a safe and a television and things like that. Nowadays, all cars come with those things. But back when that was written in the 50s, this was something else. And I don't know if there was a toaster in there, but I'm thinking that that would have been serviced at something like my uncle's service station, which is a lot like what we're doing here today. Thank you. We got all rise and turn to page 302. What is this? I didn't order this. If you could explain it to me, maybe I'd change my mind. But right now I am looking at this, thinking this is not what I imagined it would be, sir. I'll be right back with your proper dish. Give me that. I made a mistake. Everybody sit back down. Thank you. You'll learn it. That's the thing. Oh, it was my first day. I'm intimidated. I don't know the ways of these others. I can't blend into this group. Their ways are strange to me. They already know the song. Did you ever go to a celebration and they're all doing the Macarena? And you go, I don't know the Macarena. I feel left out. I don't even like the Macarena. And there you go. You can't bond with the group. Now, not only can't you bond with the group, you hate them. You've become an anti-them. You've got some, I am a living embodiment of Freud's narcissism of small differences. Oh, I project just like the next person who is a, I was thinking like a projector. What projects besides a projector? Nothing, just different types of projectors. Slide, movie. But that's what we do. We tend to see, you really let loose a lot of information about yourself when you confess your paranoia about others, don't you? Say, I'm so afraid somebody's, going to do this, that, or the other thing. And then what you've done is confess. I didn't want to say that because I know now that I'd accidentally confess what I would do. I don't want to do that. That's my business. So I like to keep my fears to myself because I realize that they are absolutely the key to who I am. And so I do examine them, but then I think, oh my gosh, look at that. That's why I was afraid of that of other people, because I do that. It took me a long time to realize, why am I so afraid of being judged? It's like, doofus. Why do you think you're so afraid of being judged?
I'm afraid people are going to judge me and they're going to look at my body type or something or my appearance and they're going to make assumptions about me. And then I'm telling myself all the stuff about myself
and feeling sorry for myself. And I go, gosh, why do you fear that? Well, I don't do that. Do you, though? Don't you? You know, even if you truly didn't, you know, then you'd probably forget about other people doing it. And I did, because you'd realize it's stupid and it has no power over you. Just like, it does have power if you let it, I guess. That's why you can't. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's a hard lesson to learn. But it's that's why it is good to use something like I used the Egypt, you know, story in the Bible, leaving Egypt, all that pressure. You know, things aren't so bad here. So why don't you just stay? I can't. I'm not being true to myself. I have to open my eyes and walk out and not be afraid anymore. And that's when you do, that's when you have the ability to be part of something bigger too, is when you gain the strength to stand alone. Because it's that fear of the group ostracizing you somehow. A lot of times you could mistake that for loyalty. But what it is just fear. But once you pull a Nebuchadnezzar and you have to stand away from all that, then you're really able to make connections. Woo! Isn't that what you want? Oh, yes, you have to lose a little power to gain some power. That's the only, not in a Star Wars way. You don't have to be cut by a lightsaber to do it. Oh, not at all. You just, art can do it, our getting together. If you come when our group sings and everything, you just let yourself sing. You don't worry about whether you sing well or not, and you'll hear and experience this thing together when we all sing and we all put aside our self-consciousness and we become this beautiful singing group. And you'll feel that and you'll say, hey, I like that. How did that happen? And say, that happened because you let go of some of that armor. You took off some of that armor that you put on. And you put that on for whatever reason. And then, oh, it got stuck. Let's grease it up with something silly. What can we put? Oh, olive oil. No, everything. No, I don't know where we're going with that. I thought we'd have add a little 60s sitcom flavor to it all. You don't want to do that with your services. You might. People have theme services. I've hung out with a lot of clergy because I understand religious people's desire for this experience. And I'm so full of love. I like to get together. And love them or hate them, a lot of organizations do things in the community to help people who need help. And you can judge their motives all you want. I tell you, sandwich is a sandwich to a hungry person. So I know a lot of these folks. And I actually heard one time two rabbis talking, and one of them was saying about how to get people to Friday night Shabbat services. And he was talking about doing, I have a Beatles one. We did all Beatles music. And the other rabbi said, theme Shabbat, what's next? Fire safety Shabbat? And I thought, that's a brilliant idea. So just right now, I'd like that I all have you here. I'd like you to open up. You all got a handout when you come in. I'd like to open it up, and we're all going to take a look at this now. Now, this is something I want you to take home, and I want you all, people who live in your house, your parents, whatever, to sign it. And it's your junior fire inspector. Now, I want you to go around the house and look for these things where you could be in a safer environment. Multiple plugs plugged into one outlet. Ouch, don't do that. So these are just things you can do in your home. And then when you've done them all and with your parents, go around the checklist and then sign it and bring it back. And then we mail everything in. And then you're all going to get junior fireman inspector badges. And that's going to be fun. They look real, too. I think you could probably get discounts and stuff with them. You go, yes, I'm, don't say law enforcement or anything, but just flash the junior fire inspector. You can mumble it like that, and then you have to pay less or something. I don't know for what. I'm trying to think now what it could even be used for. I think one time I went to the world's oldest schoolhouse in St. Augustine, USA, in St. Augustine, Florida. That's how we thing in this country. If you're listening abroad, so if something's the oldest, we'll go world's oldest church, USA, as a way of acknowledging, yes, we know the world is bigger than that, but that's not important. you're not going to see the other one. So virtually, this is your, in your limited, in your world, this is the oldest one. So that's the way, so this St. Augustine, oldest schoolhouse, USA. And I said, I got to see this. And it also had mannequins in it. And I love mannequins. Oh, all different types and makes. I'm fascinated. I'd love to go to, if y'all have a factory where you make them. I suspect they're not made here any longer. I wonder if that's moved on. But I wanted to see the oldest schoolhouse and its mannequins. And I went up to that desk. And I said to the person there, I said, I would like entrance into your museum. Or whatever it is. And they said, all right. And that'll. And I looked up and I had my wallet out ready to go. And they said, here's the price. And it was the senior price. And I was, at the time, I was like 15 years away from what that senior price was. I mean, that senior age was for the discount. And I said, oh, here you are, good sir, I said to the lady or whatever. I don't know. I was flabbergasted. But I went ahead and I took the discount because they thought I was someone else. Isn't that interesting? Oftentimes, when we go into these situations of wanting to see the oldest schoolhouse or something, and we have a beard that makes us look like one of the apostles, the oldest one, Archibald, or what have you. I'm not super up on it. They're adding so many all the time. I remember the original ones, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. But then they added some apostles, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. Again, oh gosh, college feels like so long ago. I am in this position here, not as professional clergy slash performance artist. I'm in this position as a sort of volunteer, somewhere between the professionals that go around the travel the country and the amateurs that stand up that you have to let talk because it's in your charter. Somewhere in that range. I don't know what that range would be. And I am so thankful to be able to do it. I have lots of help picking all the music for this. We call it a show, but we know better, don't we? If you are alone in your car right now and you say, I am the only congregant in a church of one, and this voice on the radio is a sort of quasi-pseudo-clergy that is speaking to my heart and telling it that it's okay, giving it permission to open up and feel all the things that it dare not feel when it's self-conscious. Yes, I said fear by mistake, because it is all about that. You have nothing to fear here, especially in your church of one, your temple of one, your beautiful chapel of one there. You can feel it. And if it's a tenderness, if it's a vulnerability from feeling love or joy, if it's a pain, if it's anything, you can express it all you want. And you have to. You got to let it out. You got to express it so you can see it sometimes too. Or you will become a stranger to yourself. And you do not want to do that, become a stranger to yourself. Because you're going to imagine your shock on the toilet. So what the, who are you? I'm you. And so you can't be that. You have to be familiar with yourself enough to be intimate with yourself. That sounds creepier than it is. But it is a strange feeling, and lots of us know it. To to not feel even safe with yourself or your brain. We're in all sorts of states, aren't we? Oh, I know that we can lose ourselves in a group sometimes, though it has the power to draw us out of ourselves. And our spirit leaves for just a second. It pops out of our vessel and it dances in the clouds like birds with the other souls who have come here today to sit and to listen and to think and to be together. It soars up there, it dances around, it giggles, it bumps into clouds and nothing happens. It smiles, it races towards the sun and back. It passes through other spirits, other little dancing ghosts. And it finally, it precipitates like a gentle rain back into its vessel, sitting there listening to my voice. Who is this on the radio? Are you preaching to me? No, I'm preaching for you. You want to do it to yourself. You want to preach to yourself. You want to be able to have that guided meditation and guide yourself. You want someone to stand there and say, breathe, breathe slowly, but you want that person to be you. And I am being you for now so that you can do something else with your hands or your eyes, like drive the car or sit there and have an imagination session like it's a theater from the very heights of heaven itself, where all is possible and all thoughts come together and nothing is bound by its physical being, and things stretches out and theaters can be any shape and made of silver or pure light or molasses. Get myself hungry when I say things like that. Whenever I talk about, a house made of nothing but super crispy hash browns. Oh, killing me. You're killing me. I have this. I really do. I don't think I did this, but I have a memory of making. You know how you make a gingerbread house? I'm almost positive I made one from Latkes, where I took like really, because I make some crispy dang ones. And I made like, maybe it wasn't it was a sukkah. I know I'm getting my holidays mixed up, but it was a latke sukkah, and it's like a little house, and then you eat it, and it's crispy. Oh, and salt, it was a little bit salty, fatty, crispy, and that's, there's a reason they don't name people those things. Oh, gosh, you go around, people just be, what? I'm sorry, I forgot, I was dreaming of French fries, but I know I'm talking to you, crispy, salty, fatty. What? I beg your pardon? I take this responsibility seriously. But then again, I realize that I don't want to take it so seriously that I think that we are not absolutely the same as so many of us. I just want to add something I just think is interesting today. All of you congregants here, I know we are sitting in a virtual sort of... not a church, not a temple, cathedral setting, temple, mosque, building. You know what I'm saying. Four walls where in which we'd be spiritual together, a communal setting. You know, it's like the land co-op has a Boy Scout hut where they sometimes hold meetings and say, you know, while the pool is clothing optional, blah, 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 blah. Wherever we're at, we're in this setting, and I just want to tell you that we do have sort of guests. They're permanent guests. They are anchorites. Now, they'll be watching everything we do through slits or squints in the walls. It's a lot like, I feel like I'm announcing that we're being filmed for an HBO special. Hey, everyone, thanks. I'm glad you, before I get started with all my funny jokes and observations, we are being filmed for my big special. No, we are being watched by anchorites through squints. We are being observed by spirits who would rather watch than participate, and not because they fear anything, but because they value taking in information and feelings without changing it. Watching from the shadows, from beyond the walls. Not interfering. Oh, so much to be said for learning. Oh, there's so much to be said for merely watching. Now, we can participate here too, that's fine. We can do both. Some like to be right in it. Some like to be over there watching. We all have different hearts. Our hearts are different strengths. Our hearts are different weights, like bowling balls that you get, that you rent. And not only are they different weights, but they have different size thumb and finger holes, so that light balls are not necessarily for little children, but sometimes you'll find a light bowling ball with giant finger holes, and you'll think someone with a big hand wanted a light ball. Someone with a small hand wanted a heavy ball. We try to find which one fits. Oh, everybody put their hand in the air right now. Say, oh, you don't have to. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do anything you want. And you can do that at a time when I don't call for it. That's great, too. Pretend I did. I'd love to go bowling with you. Don't think I wouldn't. Oh, that'd be a lot of fun. I think we could. We don't even have to bowl, do we? Sometimes we could. Do they get mad at you if you don't go at a fast enough pace? It's, oh, it went dark. Why? Well, you weren't bowling fast enough. And then it stops. Oh, it gets sad. The lane gets sad if you don't feed it with delicious bowling balls. Mmm. Oh, the smell of wax. The smell of a freshly waxed bowling ball lane, or bowling, they just call it bowling lane, not say ball. The smell of the French fry grease over in the cafe, they call it a snack bar or something, I call it the cafe. That's so funny, a lot of people, I like to bowl, but I'm not, bowling culture and I kind of clashed, because I would say, you know, are there frites at the cafe today? And they would say, I don't know what you're talking about. And I go, peace, it's okay, it's cool. I want a bowling, one of those bowling wrist braces just to walk around with. Is that cool? Would I look cool or not? Probably not. But I don't know. It just feels, I'm losing some strength in that hand. Maybe it make me feel like I was enhanced. You know? Did the $6 million man ever, was there a scene where he went bowling? He'd shout at the pins like that and they go, too much. You can be too strong, Steve Austin. You can be too strong. You know, sometimes you don't need robot legs for a lot of things. You don't need a robot eye. You don't need a robot arm to throw a ball with a child. You do not need to run 500 miles an hour to follow your dreams. You do not need to leap over walls with some sort of effect. I don't know how you would do the effect, really. Probably some kind of echo on a, I don't know, that kind of thing. I know when I was trying to recreate that Star Trek sound, it was a harp with an echo. Now you say, you're going to say, oh, he's going to say, where was I? I don't care where I was. I'm not being hostile or anything. I say, oh, does his mind wander? It never can wander very far. That's the thing. You say, oh, you let your mind wander, or people think it's a stream of consciousness. I think that's the wrong picture, a stream. Because a stream sort of always, a stream you don't, you leave from one place and they got to drive to pick up your canoe, let's put it that way. You don't drift back, you know? So that's not really when you think freely. That's not really what's happening. You don't just careen away from topics or images or ideas. What I believe it's more like is like swimming or just free floating. You know, you come back, you're dancing, you're cloud dancing. And you're going to come back to your starting point many times and fly away from it in all sorts of directions. That's how we explore. But the one thing it isn't is sort of a stream. I have been asked to read a list of all the imaginary classes that are available in our imaginary organization. And here's one right now. It says, whether you've never seen one before or use one for a living, the caulking gun is a mysterious, fascinating, and near-perfect tool. Learn about its history, usage and subtle tricks of the trade. You can bring your own caulking gun, or we'll have ones available, and we can put all sorts of things in them, from anywhere ranging from adhesive, not just caulk. You can use them for adhesive or other stuff like that. I imagine there's some that could that liquid to squeeze cheese, but I don't know. I would have that in the. That would be a fun way to serve it, you know, because I have it in aerosol and. But there's no really like a thicker version of that hose cheese, you know, in a kind of hog. If that became the standard, that would be great, because I have a bunch of those things and they make great sound effects. And I would do it. So I go, what does he make? Oh, I guess he's making a Philly cheesesteak. Maybe you could just get the for making choux pastry. Too, you know, just to get the right eclair circumference, because it. And have you ever made choux pastry? You come, you squeeze it out like a about like a hot dog, but it, you know, it swells to an eclair. And you know, I guess the ultimate reason for being together like this is that you need a reality check with your. Your feelings of love and compassion, or your values. So I want to be around others who I know will be gentle with me in my expression of my enthusiasm and my gratitude. Because if you've experienced love, or you've loved, or you've gotten it, sometimes there's this overwhelming feeling of gratitude. And I've experienced it, of course, at my most vulnerable, when you just feel so scared, and then you are spared, and you are shown love where you least expected it. You were spared, you were shown maybe compassion by a stranger, and you become overwhelmed. You become in a state of adoration, a state of worship almost. Say, I don't even know where to direct that. If you're a religious person, they give you all sorts of places to direct it. So where do I direct it if I feel a gratitude in my heart for love? And I say, at least accept this, that it's a chain of giving and getting. Erase that, because the chain's like a river too. It's a web. It's a beautiful mist of giving and getting. So when you receive it, kindness or patience, you know, you can have that vocabulary then. So should you choose to then give it, you can re-experience that, because you've rekindled it. It's something that incurs... not only in individuals, but between people. It's a spark of when they come together. So I help you, or you help me. There's a thing that happens in the middle of us. Some sort of verb that has a life of its own. And that is a beautiful thing that we celebrate. And I love celebrating it with you. And I love being there with you. And I love being here on the radio for you, so that you can hear somebody breathing slowly a little bit. Why are you doing that? I'm doing it so I can think clearly. I'm breathing slowly so I can be a better friend to you, so I can make better decisions, you know, so I can recognize fear. See, that's my fear detector. So we come in here to this space and we make our heart rates slow down. And where there is stillness, we know that fear is not working its magic right now. And we know that getting our heart rate up does feel good. We're going to do that with joy. We're going to get it up with the spirit of our unity. We're going to sing together. We're going to chant together. We're going to do something exciting. We're going to dance, and our heart rate's going to go up, and we're going to know that's not from fear. No, that's not from fear. That's the joy heart rate that we welcomed in here. We welcomed that one in here. No, it's not fear. But when we're outside, when we're away from one another, and that heart gets to racing, and it gets to pounding, and we are consumed with fear, and we're worked up, you know, that might kind of feel good. That feels all right. You know what? You're being lowered in. You're thinking that excitement's the good excitement. That's the dark side, the dark fear that's getting you all worked up. Oh, it can be great. And for a while, it's like, it can feel like energy, but it's like sugar. Fear is the sugar. Fear is the sugar to love's true energy. Fear is the sugar to love's pure energy. It'll get you that same feeling briefly, but it's going to eat you. It's going to decay you. We don't want that. We don't want that. No, so when we get our heart pounding now, it's going to be because we look at each other and we recognize something. We recognize that ability to put away our baser instincts. We recognize that ability to treat each other with kindness. We recognize, but we don't want that feeling of seeing someone victimized, that feeling of seeing the innocent hurt. You know that comes over you, that anger, that fear anger? No, see, we're going to do something about it. We're not just going to have fear. We're going to be able to work actively against injustice, because we're not going to be consumed by its fire. We are going to stand calmly, and we're going to undermine it. That's the way you got to do it. That's the way you got to do it. Haven't you seen these spy shows? These spy shows, if you want to sneak in there and you want to cut the wires and you want to infiltrate, if you want to get in there and you really want to do some good, if you really want to get the bad guy, you got to be calm. You got to be your calmest. You got to be able to put on a mask. You got to be Nehemiah Persoff walking in there with a lot of makeup on, pretending you belong, saying, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here to fix the telephone. And then you go in there and do, I am here to destroy, fear, and then bring joy, I am here, right? I'm here to destroy fear and bring joy. It might be an Mission Impossible. Seems it. Doesn't it seem it? Let's work on our Mission Impossible together. Oh, we are a congregation assembled just like they do. Slap down that magazine. We're going to use you. We're going to use you. All your faces come up when I do it. Oh, who do I need? You. Y'all look so different. Your backgrounds are all so different. You're from all different places. You have all different experiences. You all have different levels of joy and pain. You have all different levels of need and want. Oh, my goodness. Look at y'all, so different. All your ages, your backgrounds. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Come on. Now that I see you, and now that you're here with me, I can't let anything happen to you. Oh, you're no longer an idea to me. You're no longer a concept of all these beautiful different faces. Now you are. Now that I've seen it, now that I know it, you're in there. You're in the memory. You're in my community. You're part of it. And I care more about you. And I want to always care more about you all the time. And now that I see you and I know about you, oh, and then we get together to show our faces, to remind each other we're here. Don't forget me. We won't. Well, don't, because I'm showing up not to be forgotten. That's why I'm showing up to, here's my face. Don't forget about me. And also remember me over here. And me, don't forget me. We're all here. And me. Oh, I see you, Butch. And that's why it's so good to show up, too. Say, I'm here, too. Remember, oh, yeah, that person. I recognize them. They always wear the fella in the tan suit. I am wearing a tan suit right now. You know why I got it? Because I heard people don't like them. And so I said, well, I'm going to get something lowly. I don't want to look cool, you know, but I do want to look. It's like, oh, well, he cared enough to wear a suit. He just didn't wear the right kind. Bless his heart. I want to be slightly pitied, maybe. I don't know. And I just also because in pictures from a distance, I look naked because it's just the same. It's the same shade as my flesh a little bit. Oh, isn't it interesting? The world, isn't it? I watched not only an elderly congregant fall asleep in the audience congregation. I've watched them up on the proper performance area. I don't know what you call yours, the stage. I wish they'd just call it that. Stage, on the God stage. Sometimes they'll have elderly important congregants up there for different reasons, and I've watched them take beautiful slumber, and you know they're not dead. But it's just like, oh, look at them. The children, the old people, they've heard all this. They've gotten the lessons. They're good. They're just here to be remembered. They're going to wake up for the cookies. It's not really important that they take in every single thing. Same with the babies. So that's why they're screaming a lot. We're just glad that the old people aren't screaming. And if they were, we would let them. I would, if that's something. I mean, gosh, come on. Life is messy. And we all change in different ways. And our, aging is not always the greatest. But being young isn't either. We all have different strange needs. Just being a human can be a wacky challenge. So nothing is ever going to go off perfectly. Nothing is going to be like a Broadway performance that can't be interrupted by some human making a human sound, a scream or a gurgle or a loud blurt or grrr, blah, who knows? That's okay. It's beautiful even. I love it. And that's the difference between what we do and things that have to be a perfect show. This is not a perfect show. And I call it the Miracle Nutrition Show. I don't actually call it that, do I? Do I? I'll say I'm show. Don't come in. I'm working on the show. You are not. I am. Don't come in. But I am. I do call it a show. But in my heart, I don't think it is. I don't think it's a show. I think it's a meeting. I think it's the equivalent of how they used to go on the radio and say, well, we can't all be together right now in a setting like that where we're looking through beautiful windows and maybe the light's coming through and we have our guest, we have a guest vocalist. It's going to be me. And I'll be like that John Dacre or something. That'd be me pretending to sing well. What can I sing for you?
You ask me if this heart of mine will lose its desire for you. Never my love.
Isn't that an interesting version? We could sing stuff like that. I don't know if there's copyright junk or anything. Maybe some of the... See, that's the problem. They say, well, we have so talented people in our congregation. Some of them will write the songs. They go, oh, I don't know. Can we get the ones, some of them that we know, familiar ones? More things should be folk. That's the thing. The cultures, everything's commodified. So everybody owns everything. There's nothing... It's like, in old movies or anything, people come and say, oh, here's the Russian crew is here. Okay, they're going to sing their songs. Right? And they go, oh, yes, that's their folk songs and everything. Well, now, Americans, come sing your songs. Oh, we can't because we got to pay. We can't just use them. So do you want to rent one with us or something? See, I don't know about that. I said, just put them into the... Gosh, I want people to get paid and everything, but maybe we can all just... Can't we just all work in a factory making shoes, and we all promise to buy these certain kind of shoes, and then all the art and everything just gets made, or I don't know how that'd work. Because like I said, I want people to... you know, I want people to have beautiful houses that are too big for them and stuff they don't need that's made of gold. But on the other hand, I would love to have music that just everybody was everybody's. Wouldn't that be nice? Because it really is just everybody's. Anyway, I hate to tell you, but they just, I made it a little different, and now it's mine. You can't have it. So, okay. All right, that's just a, that's one of my apples. No, it's not anymore, because I took the skin off. Now it's my special skinless apple. So you'll have to pay me to take a bite. But it wasn't anything until I took the skin off of it. It was inedible. No, not really. I don't know if I think that way. I don't think that way. So I hope that's not too... I'm not going to come steal your things. I do think that more... You probably own less than you think you do. Bless your heart. We all want to be special. And we want to be compensated for being special. That's kind of a lot. We all want dessert and a special whipped topping on that dessert made from alien babies or something else that it's very hard to get. No, I don't know. You know, why don't we just go with the dessert? I hope that I'm giving you something. What was it? Never mind. I was going to tell a story and then I forgot the punch. It's not a punchline, but the whole point of the... Okay, I'll tell it anyway. I remember, I don't really eat dessert, but I have this memory of being at a Chinese restaurant with somebody, and they said, do you have dessert? And I said, God, I've never had dessert at a Chinese restaurant. I wonder what they said, and they said, not really, we have, and then they, was it lychee fruit or some kind of canned, these little weird canned, that look like skinless grapes or something. And I thought, well, he probably was just thinking, I guess there's something in the pantry. I'm sorry we didn't feed you enough. That you got to keep eating pastries. I don't know why I brought that up to you. Only because I guess because sometimes people think the ending is going to be like the best part, and I don't know. I think that's a weird expectation. You front load the nutrition, and then this is the end. Is we just sit around with a coffee, and rub our bellies and go, ugh, oh my gosh, woo. Did you just listen to that Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White? Yes. I don't know if I was clear. We're going to rub our own bellies. Oh, I'm sorry. That's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It wasn't super clear. Oh. I'm drinking coffee too. That was something, that Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it too. It was like being together with other people, but I didn't have to be. I know, which is good. Because I just wanted to hear another goofy person, a human being, who said something nice about love or compassion or just felt it was okay to be vulnerable for that, the ultimate cause of love. And it was all right that there was a dignity beyond the kind of dignity that we recognize that comes with not being overtly foolish. That there's a dignity of the spirit that comes from not having to let go of your gratitude for being loved. And I thank you so much, my friends out there. Look at you. Oh, again. Oh, I'm just going to... One of the reasons I'm loosening my belt is because it's... Oh, it's digging in so far. I'm in denial. I'm trying to... Oh, there we go. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I know I'm not. I got the kind of a overate here. I took in too much of a good thing, but that's okay because I'll use it up. Just like my words. Well, your words just are like a festive meal to me. Thank you. In that they, in a few hours, they just turn to crap. All right. That's why we come back for more. That's why I make freshies every week. I make freshies for you. And I'm glad you show up for them. I love you so much, friends. You're listening to Miracle Nutrition on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online, WFMU.org, worldwide. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you again next week. Choke. Sorry. I will now go choke to death.
But I need.